looking, or tonight, we'll look for a low of 42. Again, at 8 o'clock, it's 56 degrees.
Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I know most of the listeners in this audience are like me, and they couldn't even imagine paying somebody to find the right person for them. Now, there's things such as blind dates and people set up those kind of things. I get that. But those are people they know and people they trust. But to go to somebody that you don't even know. Hey, Calvin, can you do me a favor? Yeah, what is it, Earl? Hey, man, can you help me find a person for me? 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Don't punish me.
From the center, WRCE.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde, his businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all this crazy question they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us, that's in number. Yes, today, and I don't know, maybe they did have places you could go, and maybe the one ads back in my day, but I don't know, places that you could go and people could tell you where to find Mr. Wright or Mrs. Wright. It's no such thing as that. You know, you have to go through the ups and downs and the grinds of, you know, relationships. I mean, I've been married 43 years, you know, and, there is no perfect person because none of us are perfect. 844-967-2789, Mr. B. I know Mr. B. Hey, what's going on, Mr. B? How you doing, man?
What's going on, man? How's it going?
All right.
So I was calling about. I'm talking about for the sleep part, man. 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, for a young person like me and you, that's kind of hard to get. You know what I'm saying? In our older days, we can get plenty of sleep all we want, but for a young person like me and you, we don't, 8 hours of sleep, because sometimes, we catch our naps, I might stay up and binge TV all night long.
you got me kind of confused, Mr. B. So You're an old guy. You're referring to you and I as being young, and then you were saying when you were old, you were getting a lot of sleep. So which is it?
Yeah, I just tell people that, you know what I'm saying, because you're old. You're only old as you think you are.
That's true.
You know,
that's true. So are you getting a lot of sleep?
Well, I sometimes, you know what I'm saying, if I take my doctor tell me to take some melatonin, and you know what I'm saying, and I can sleep, or some gabapentin, and I can sleep. But sometimes I don't think about that, because sometimes it's causing, if my body's tired, I get a lot of sleep. But if not, my wife tell me, she said, you don't go to bed at night. That's why you can't get no sleep. Or you go to bed at night, and you wake up at 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning. So you younger than me.
Hey, Mr. B, thank you very much for the call, man. Thank you for listening. You know, I just want to, again, you know, go back to this whole thing about, you know, these relationships and the fact that people somehow believe that somebody else can help them find the person of their dreams and are willing to spend $15,000. This woman said, Calvin, that she had been married twice. She was a major executive with a major company. And so she was, you know, spend a lot of time in her profession. Well, that doesn't always equate, Calvin, to, you know, if you put your profession ahead of your relationship, you're probably going to have trouble. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, you definitely have to have priorities. And I think hearing that she's been divorced twice makes it make a little more sense to me. I thought at first maybe it was like a 25-year-old, 30-year-old person. But this person obviously feels that they haven't had the best luck picking themselves.
Yeah,
that's
exactly what she said. She had not had the best luck in picking the right person. But, you know, I would say, man, that to that answer, you haven't had the best luck. You know, sometimes we need to look in the mirror. And if she realizes that herself, does she need somebody else to tell her that for $15,000?
The price tag is really what's throwing me off.
Yeah, $15,000. And so, you know, if somebody can tell you, well, what are you looking for in a mate or in a person? Can the therapist or whoever that is you're talking to tell you that better than you yourself? You're a young guy, man. You know, but I mean, you're a bright guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess sometimes it helps to talk about it, but this sounds more like a matchmaker type of deal.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe they really feel like they are striking out on their own.
Well, okay. I just don't know. I mean, they got all these sites now that you can go to. I don't know. I've never looked at the sites, and there would be no reason for me to look at them. But, what do you do, man? I mean, the way it always was you would meet people. Have we lost the will or the know-how to meet people, to talk with people, to get to know people before we make decisions like marriage? You know, I just think that something has happened, something that we've lost, and I think in all of it is communication. It's do we know how to communicate one with another? Or if it's somebody that you've never met or somebody that you're meeting for the first time, the key to that is really communication. What are you hearing? What kind of questions are you asking? You know, and also, number one, knowing who you are. You know, knowing who you are. But that's an amazing thing to me. That there are people out here that are willing to pay $15,000. Well, what if I had a fee of $1,000? Let me see what we can do about that. How can I get in that business? Hey, Earl Ingram, the fixer. Hey, and have you as my sidekick. You pay me $1,000, we pay Calvin $500. And for $1,500, the two of us can, you know, tell you who's the best mate for you.
I'm in. Just call in and we'll look it up.
We got to wait. Hey, man, that's not a bad, you know, business to get into. Anyway, my wife would probably disagree with me getting into that business. But anyway, a lot of stuff to talk about on the other side. I want to talk about, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Hall of Fame Milwaukee Buck, and his response to Eric Hovde, who had some cruel things to say about people in nursing homes. 844-967-2789 is the number on a Wednesday edition of the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Marquette University Law School is releasing the results of its April poll of Wisconsin voters today. The last poll found President Biden and Donald Trump split the state evenly in a head-to-head race, with Trump pulling slightly ahead in a five-way race. This will be the first Marquette poll on the U.S. Senate race since Republican Eric Hovde got in. Governor Evers says Republican lawmakers made a big mistake by not answering his call for a special meeting of the Joint Finance Committee Tuesday. Evers wanted them to release $125 million to fight PFAS pollution in Wisconsin's drinking water.
The people in the state of Wisconsin that are suffering are sick and tired of this.
Republicans fault Evers for vetoing the PFAS bill they sent him this spring. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. It's that time of year when severe weather can occur across the country, which could cause major damage and devastation. It is a good time to not only prepare for potential severe weather, but also prepare for possible scammers who prey upon homeowners who receive property damage as a result of the storms. The traveling home improvement contractors who try scamming storm victims should not be confused with those who are trying to do good and help. Some fake contractors might have identification to prove they are legitimate, but could be false. To be safe, verify their credentials. If you are a victim of storm damage and have been scammed or suspect a scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128, email at DATCP hotline@wi.gov, or go to the website at DATCP.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. SNL cast member Heidi Gardner laughed so hard and broke character so blatantly during an SNL sketch that she says it caused her anxiety. The skit from last weekend involved Gardner as a talk show host with a studio audience behind her as she interviewed Kenan Thompson, who played an AI expert. During the interview, Ryan Gosling sat behind her dressed as Beavis from Beavis and Butthead. Kenan Thompson pointed this out to the host, and they had him move, only to replace him with Mikey Day, who played Butthead, and looked hilarious. When Thompson's character called attention to Butthead, Gardner turned to tell him to move as well and saw him for the first time and lost it. She literally could not contain herself the rest of the skit. Gardner said it was Day's exposed gums and teeth that made her lose control. Vulture.com says the show had kicked the idea around for 5 years before actually using it, which is crazy. It's one of the funniest things I've seen on Saturday Night Live in years. I recommend Googling immediately. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from
cloudy and windy with scattered showers and isolated thundershowers today. Our high 63 this afternoon. The wind south to west 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, 44. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers with a high near 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm really excited right now because I've wanted to have this guy on for a while. He is a legendary stand-up comedian. You know him as Tom Dreesen. Tom, welcome to Nightline.
Pete, it's nice to talk to you. Let me tell you how I became a legend. All my critics are dead.
Did you have anything to do with that? Don't say anything, Tom.
No, I refuse to answer on the grounds it might incriminate me. I'll plead the fifth on
that. Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, I'm joined by Hundreds of Beavers director Mike Cheslick, Mrs. Roper's Romp fundraiser organizer Megan Bruckshin, and Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory director Justin Superstar.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You kind of scared yourself, you turn and run. But if you have a change of heart, Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Eric Hovde, you know, very, very wealthy man who clearly, you know, lives on the West Coast. And that there's no crime against living on the West Coast. There's no crime against being a wealthy, wealthy man. But the fact that, you know, he wants to become the senator of the state of Wisconsin, there's probably an issue, Calvin, if you live in California more than you, you know, live in the state of Wisconsin, that you want to be a senator for the people of Wisconsin when most of what you own and have is out west. Is that okay?
I mean, evidently it's legal, but it seems not. Okay, it seems weird.
That's because it is. Hey, Eric Hovde, if you want to be a United States senator, you live in California, run for senate in California, right? I mean, come on, man. Well, no, I still have some ties back in Wisconsin. And somebody in Wisconsin asked me to run for senate in Wisconsin. Okay, all right. But anyway, so Eric Hovde, as you've been watching him more and more on these commercials, and he's certainly going to be spending some money. You know, he's no stranger. He ran for office here a couple of years ago. But he's always looked kind of strange. And when you look at him, it's one thing to look strange. It's another thing when the things that come out of your mouth don't make sense. And so, you know, Eric Hovde, at one time or another, suggested that most nursing home residents are not qualified to vote. And basically, he talked about those who had terminal illness and who may have had, you know, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 months to life expectancy. Almost nobody in the nursing home is, you know, voting shouldn't be basically something you should be allowed to do. Now, even if he felt that way, Calvin, shouldn't somebody tell him that would be a stupid thing to say publicly? I mean, wouldn't you think so?
You would think it'd be common sense that that would alienate some people.
Okay, but you said common sense because that's about right. If he doesn't have common sense enough to know not to say that, what can we expect if he becomes United States Senator, for heaven's sakes? So, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, NBA Hall of Famer, and a man who I've respected, most of my life. Say what you will about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He's always been a man who, very intelligent man, who always spoke about issues. And so he weighed in on this. And I was a little surprised that Kareem would even weigh in on something, you know, he's been so far removed from the state of Wisconsin in his life, you know, having lived it in New York and lived on the West Coast. Former Milwaukee Bucks star Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has weighed in on U.S. Senate race in Wisconsin, slamming Republican candidate Eric Hovde's comments that suggested most nursing home residents are not qualified to vote. In a Tuesday post on his Starbucks account, the six-time NBA MVP featured Hovde's comments and questioned, is this the guy who should be a senator? What's troubling here is his desire to take away the rights of people who have spent a lifetime contributing to this country based on physical attributes, that meaning age. Even if there was some fraud, the goal should be to uncover, if not deny, anyone in nursing homes to vote. Here's the deal. And why would Eric Hovde say something so asinine? It's because, believe it or not, Calvin, 2024 election is around the corner. And there's still people running around saying the 2020 election was stolen. Donald Trump and many others who support him are still out here lying, talking about the elections being stolen. 4 years later. And so it really is more than troubling that after all of this time and nothing to back it up or prove it, that people still believe that our elections are in danger and that our elections aren't safe. All I know, Calvin, is every time I go to vote, and I vote in every election I have since I turned 18 years of age. I'm a guy who, I don't care what it is, there is only one thing on the ballot. You ever go to vote, Calvin, and there's only one thing on the ballot? Not yet, huh?
Usually there's a couple things.
Yeah. I mean, I've gone and actually voted when there's only one thing on the ballot. But for heaven's sakes, the way they check you out, when you come in, do they ask you for your ID?
To vote, yes.
Okay. So they ask you for your ID. They ask you where you live. You have to sign your name. I don't know if they're doing that differently somewhere else, Calvin. But that's what I have to do every time I go vote.
Yeah, that's the process I have.
Okay, so, and there are people around, and there, it doesn't appear to be somebody looking over your shoulder while you're voting. Many years ago, we used to have voting booths, and people remember where you walk into this thing with a curtain, and you would close the curtain, and it would kind of, you know, not lock you in, but no one could see anything because this curtain, cumbersome, would come in, would close in on you, and nobody could see anything. But the way things are done today, I mean, it's the same. The process is the same. And the voting things that they have set up, they're set up far enough away, Calvin, and even if you wanted to peek over at somebody else, it's impossible. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, I mean, at my polling place, they have like dividers, right. So it's like you're taking a standardized test in school.
Yeah, it's the same thing everywhere. So, I mean, we've got to get over this constant drumbeat again by people on the right that the elections are not safe, that, you know, your vote is not safe, and that somebody is coming in and doing everything they can to take away your vote. It's just not true. In fact, it's a lie. And I don't know why people aren't willing to call it what it is. It's just a lie. It's not a fabrication. It's a total lie. And as long as we are willing to allow, you know, these conversations to continue, Eric Hovey should have been ashamed of himself to make that statement. You know, at some point in time, you know, he may wish to live to get old. That's the whole key to life, is to live to get old. And so it shouldn't be a burden. It's something that should be celebrated. And so to talk about people who, you know, have aged, and none of us are who we were, you know, it's just not right. Let's go to Julie. Hey, good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
Hi, good morning, Earl. I think the whole, you know, election process has gotten so out of control. Like, what happened to Election Day? There's an election day, and we all vote. And it would be even much easier to do that now. And you just make it a national, it's a holiday, so all government employees are off. Your employer has to let you go vote. And by, 11:59 that evening, we know who the president is. If, you know, obviously there's military that are serving out of the country. So there's some, you know, there's some people that would have to do the mail-in votes. I just think it's become this, what people just don't trust it because it's become, you know,
But Julie, people don't trust it. You know, there are a lot of things people don't trust, but that's on people. Here's where I have a problem with all of that, Julie, is whatever rules are in place for voting, they're not solely there for Democrats and not for Republicans. Republicans have the same opportunity to vote absentee, early voting. They can do the exact same thing as Democrats. And so that doesn't mean that somebody's doing something illegal, because that process exists, you know. And so if Republicans choose not to take advantage of early voting or those types of things, it doesn't mean that something criminal is going on.
Right. The majority, I know you keep saying Republicans, and we all think alike.
That's because Republicans are the ones who have, more than anyone else, claimed that, you know, what's happening with voting is crooked.
Well, I mean, I think it's whoever loses the election. It's whatever party loses, then they complain. We got a bunch of sore losers in this country. You have there's a winner and there's a loser, and then you move on. The people have to understand that when someone gets elected president, they're the president. It is. Republicans, Democrats, all of us. When the election is over, whoever has been elected, they're our president. We should stand by them.
So it's great that you say that, Julie, but you know it's not quite what's happening, right?
No, I know, because it's politics. You can go on and on about this. But, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Julie, thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll continue this. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. And you could have a change of heart. Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself. Ricky, don't lose that number. It's the only.
News from the Center, WRCE.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
And I never thought I'd feel this way. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I got the chance to say that I do believe I love you. And if I should ever go away, well then close your eyes and try to feel the way we do today. And then if you can remember, keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for. For good times and bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. That's what friends are for.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Your thoughts on, you know, where we are with the mistrust that exists, and for people who believe that our system is somehow crooked and rigged. Let's go to Susan. Good morning to you, Susan. Thank you very much for listening and calling as always.
Good morning. I find this hilarious because if you think about it and you look at it from anybody who's not involved in the political scene, who spent $1.5 million of Wisconsin money trying to find fake votes after the 2020 election? And they knew it was a lie, and they spent taxpayer money. Have they returned that money? No. And then who built the fake elector votes, sent them by private plane to Washington, D.C., and we all know this costs money, and they paid it off with taxpayer money. Once again, we don't even know what the amount was that they were charged the taxpayers to do this, and these people never went to jail. They never lost their jobs. If you're going to say, I don't believe in the voting system, prove it. Then I will believe you. But until that time comes about, you should keep your mouth shut. And that's my opinion.
Hey Susan.
Go ahead. Yeah, I would never accuse somebody of stealing unless I actually had proof.
I always value your opinion. Thank you very much for the call, Susan. Let's go to David from Mequon.
Hey, good morning, Earl. Really quickly, not sure if you're familiar with this matter that happened in Bridgeport, Connecticut, which is about 50,000 people bigger than the city of Green Bay. It's 150,000 people. On November 1st, if you look at the AP news, there was a judge there, and it was just for mayor. And it was a Democratic judge and Democratic individuals. But there was a video that popped up, and they had a primary in September of last year. The judge saw the video. He said there was so much malfeasance. They had to throw out the entire election, and they had to redo it again because there was tons of ballot stuffing. It was on video. They showed it. And you know, it's not talked about too much, but it happened. And there was, you know, there was no Republicans, you know, running for the seat or anything, but the entire election had to be redone.
Okay, so David, so Democrats are doing ballot stuffing. You truly believe that the elections, our elections in this nation aren't safe because, as you stated, one event that you saw on television, and somehow that equates to cheating, widespread cheating that's going on throughout our election process.
So again, if you look at the New York City situation, they had during the presidential election, they had thousands of ballots that were tossed out.
They found that to be
different reasons.
Okay, go ahead.
But no, the thing is, no, what I'm getting at is there's some states that have what they call ballot harvesting.
I know exactly.
Illegal. Not in the state of Wisconsin, but in other states it is. And they show how, you know, to get the ballots and you know, there's videos showing
okay.
how they can change.
Hey, Dave,
the ballot.
I wish I had more time, but the sky is falling. Tom from LA.
Yeah, Earl, first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and that means all of us, everyone get registered to vote, whether you are Democrat or Republican, since these Republicans are calling up and saying it's just Dems. Again, I would tell Julie, I've told her before, go watch Jane Elliott on YouTube. Please educate yourself. Jane Elliott, she talks about one day of voting and it being a holiday. But you know what? There's a lot of people where the ballot boxes have actually been taken away. There are people in major cities where the lines go on for days. In terms of, I'm sorry that Julie lives in Franklin. That's a small little town. That's very easy for her to go and vote. The best way to vote is to vote by mail, where people can sit down with the ballot, and they can send it back in. They can put it in the drop box. Those are all very safe ways. And my thing is, if you can actually use an ATM machine and they always get your money right, then why is it that we have a problem at all, which we don't? It's usually Republicans that actually end up getting busted for illegal voting. And Dave, they found the problem, apparently, wherever it was that you were talking about. That's the whole point of the guardrails that are up there. So please, let's just stop this craziness. We don't have voter fraud in this country. We do have election fraud, where they're disparaging against people of color and et cetera with their names through, just check out gregpalast.com and you'll see that. But thank you very much, Earl.
Hey, thank you as always, Tom. 844-967-2789. Up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We got a lot to talk about.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE, Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, I'm joined by Hundreds of Beavers director Mike Cheslick, Mrs. Roper's Romp fundraiser organizer Megan Bruckshin, and Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory director Justin Superstar.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.